1067 The Fan. Jeremy Reeves, a guy that I've known since he arrived here. I mean, just one of the great stories. Undrafted guy, earned everything he's got.
Yep.
Works his ass off. Now made a Pro Bowl, an All-Pro team. Just got a contract extension. He'll be here at least another year. I would say Revo's a true fan favorite. You know, he worked all the way up, had that Pro Bowl, All-Pro season, then hurt his knee, worked all the way back, played every game last year. I think he easily could have been a Pro Bowler last year.
Mm-hmm.
Got to talk to Jeremy Reeves, truly one of my favorite people. Let's go.
Always a pleasure to get to talk to Commander Star, Jeremy Reeves, man. You just got an extension.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing this a long time. How's it feel?
It's a blessing, man. Anytime, you know, you have an opportunity to just be out here and play the game that you love, grow up playing, it's a blessing. So I'm always filled with gratitude because, you know, for an extended period of time in my career, you know, it was very uncertain, you know. So I always try to just treat every time I step out here like it could be my last because you never know.
There's not a lot of players that have played for all three team names. Mm-hmm. You're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
How different does everything feel now?
I mean, if you just even go back to last year, you know, that year to the year before,
sure.
I mean, it was just night and day, right? Like, it became, for so long, I feel like a lot of guys operated like this was work. And it is your job, right? But, like, this is a game still, right? So, like, now I get to come play football, not I get to come to work, you know? So, like, it's just a totally different environment, man. Like, it's enjoyable, it's relaxed, but also it's a sense of urgency, competitiveness. Like, everybody is competing for something, right? Competing for reps on defense, competing for special teams, competing for, you know, certain roles and certain packages, right? Everything's a competition, and we compete in every aspect of the day. So when you have that, right, like, you wake up with the mentality of, okay, like, I have to be better than I was yesterday. You just have to keep building on that. So, man, that's an awesome, awesome feeling when you can come in and it's a place like that.
Have you ever heard of the get-to, have-to theory?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, I mean, I try to remind myself, like, right. I get to come work right. at training camp, right?
Right?
Like,
100%.
This is a pretty special thing. There's
right.
a lot of people in an office or something.
Right.
Did it ever feel have-to?
I mean, for me...
There's been some bad end of years. It was...
No, 100%, man. I've won... You know, there's been since I've won three games. I won six or seven.
Right.
But, man, like, I'm... At the end of the day, 3-6-0 game wins. Like, I'm doing what I always wanted to do.
Sure.
Right? And so there was never a have to, right? Because you don't have to show up here, right? I never had to show up. I could have easily just said, I don't want to do this anymore, and I wouldn't have had a job, right? So there was never... I have to aspect to it. It was always get to because, like I said before, like anytime you get to wake up and do, you know, what you've always wanted to do, you know, that's a blessing. That's God's gift to you, right? You can't take that for granted.
Was climbing up this hill in 100 degree heat for this interview get to or have to?
Both.
Jaden, year two.
Mm-hmm.
Same kid he was when he rolled in here.
Yeah.
Is it? All he's accomplished now, that, mm-hmm. how bright the star is. Right. Are you surprised just how even he keeps it all?
Yeah, because he's led the right way, right? The focal points of his life are, you know, the things that, you know, make him who he is, right? And first it starts off with his faith, right? When you have somebody that their compass is God, right? Like they're always, no matter where they go, they're always going to be the same person because they know where it comes from. So like what you see and what we experience and how he is and his attitude about the day and who he is, what he brings to the table here, that's just him, right? That's just the person, right? Take the player out of it, like the person and the character of the person, I think is what is the most impressive. Obviously the kid's got talent, but his character is what I think transcends his game and what makes him an even better player. So yeah, man, he'll be the same guy he was, you know, year five. He is in year one, be a little older, you know, but yeah, I mean, that's just his genetic makeup, right? So like, it's a cool thing to see from a young guy.
Totally. And I mean, we could see it. I can
right.
imagine what it's like in that room.
Right.
Another player that has been here for all three team names is Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously business is business. Not asking about that aspect
right.
of it, but, have you talked to him? Just like, the human side of this, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah, man. I got a chance to talk with T, man. I actually texted him not too long ago. I was just like, he was on my spirit. And I just told him, man, like, listen, bro, we love you. I love you. I understand, you know? And just know that, like, you know, I fully support you, bro. Like, I got your back, dude, no matter what. Because at the end of the day, right, that's our brother, man. And we love him, and we know who he is and what he brings to the table. And nothing will ever change that aspect of it, right? But we understand, like, that's that. And that's not my business to, you know, sure. speak on, right?
Right?
So it's like, all I could do is offer my support, you know, and tell him that, look, man, we with you all the way, brother. And we know when he gets back out here, he'll be ready to go, man. So, you know, it's exciting time for him, exciting time for the whole team, exciting time for myself. And yeah, we're pulling for him, man. We love T.
How, you say it's an exciting time, like, mm-hmm. you're such a high energy guy. Mm-hmm. How do you kind of handle the energy really high in July, but you know how, like, the season is still coming. Like, we're still 6 weeks away. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How do you kind of try to contain or build up? Like, how does that all work?
There ain't no build up. I am who I am all times of the year, right? So it's like, for me, how I'm built, right, is like, where I start is where I'm going to finish at, if not more, right? So, like, there's no build up. There is no lead to it, right? Like, my energy is my energy, right? That's part of my role for why I'm here, right? Is an energy guy, right? I bring some juice, right? Like, it's more than just what you do on the field, right? Like, being a teammate has different aspects to it. Leading, like, how are you leading, right? Energy, right? Like, the plays that you do make, right? How you communicate with people. All of that plays a role in, like, why you're here, not just what you do on the field. And so, yeah, man, like, my energy is, that's just how I'm, you know, how I am, because I think when you've gone through so much in life and you experienced so much of life, you've been on the opposite side of things, right? It's exciting to be out here, right? There's a different joy to it because I understand what it was to not have it. I understand what it was to be fighting for my, you sure. know, life every year. And I still have that mentality that I am, right? Because that's what got me here, right? That's what's gonna keep me here. So yeah, man, like that's just me. That's always been me. That'll always be my, you can go ask any coach or any teammate from back in the day, they'll tell you the same thing.
I believe it, just having watched you since you arrived.
Right.
You talked about life and experiences. First training camp with a ring on?
Yeah.
How's married life?
So technically, I'm wearing this because I don't wear things on my hands. We don't get officially, our wedding's not officially.
That's what I thought.
It's not official until March 21st next
right.
year. I don't like wearing things on my hands.
So I'm trying to train for it.
And I've gotten great at it now. It doesn't bother me anymore. But like at first, like I couldn't.
It feels weird for
a while. It feels very, very weird.
I'm 11, I think, years in, and I've gotten used to it.
Cut the thing.
I think I don't know what day it is,
uh-huh.
but I'm pretty sure we're 11 years in.
Uh-huh.
It feels weird for a while, but then uh-huh. you do break through.
Yeah.
But are you always gonna go with the
no, no, no.
That's
so
just for play?
We just got our I got her wedding band and I got my ring when we
you're
were at
a planner.
Home.
You already got it. I mean, you're
yeah,
8
man.
Months out. Already.
Well, you gotta think though. I'm not gonna be able to do that.
It's true. You're gonna be
like,
busy.
When we finish,
you're busy till February.
Well, I was about to say, when I'm done in February,
yeah.
we get married the next month. I still got a bachelor party. I got all that I gotta do. So right, like. It's gonna be a super time crunch on that. So I'm like trying to knock all the boxes off. Well, wifey
sure.
knocked all the boxes off. And then, you know, when we get there, we can just focus on the wedding.
You got an invite for a big-eared blogger on that bachelor party?
Listen, man. Come on, bro. We'll talk.
Me and Tress will call.
Absolutely, because mine is strictly golf.
Like, oh, I'm in.
I need 36.
You need a 14 handicap or just slapping it
come
around?
Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
It's hot out here. Where you cold tub next?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I just had a brain fart right there because I was thinking of my routine, right? Like, I do so much stuff post practice, cold tub, then I go stretch, then I go Normatec, then I go back and do Mobs, and I go in the weight room. So I had a brain fart right there of like, what was next?
Last thing, mm-hmm. First day with fans, Sunday. Mm-hmm. Excited? I mean, fans love you, and you always show them love, give your time.
100%.
How excited are you for them to be out here?
Man, I love having I call it the crew, right? I love having them out here because. Right, like I consider myself like it's a mirror image, like right, like I'm them, they're me. We've all kind of went through this together, right? And they're probably our life paths and are very similar, right? Like I've been through adversity, which everybody does, right? And I kind of grew up here with that,
right.
So like we're very attached, and like I take that with a sense of pride because you know, like you, the people here have been through a lot. They've experienced a lot. Highs, lows, good, bad, controversy, the stuff, anything you name it. But a lot of them have remained faithful through it, right? And there's something to say about that, right? It's very commendable because it's easy to turn and run when things are tough. But, like, to go through the funk, you know, however long it may be and still be here, like, that's a – I respect that so much. And that's why I, you know, always show love when I can, because they don't have to do this either, right? At the end of the day, like, they choose to.
Sure.
They make the daily decisions. And so I make the daily decisions. Like, if you're going to come spend your money and spend your time out here, I'm absolutely going to give you, you know, whatever I possibly can, because, you know, I owe that to you.
Love it. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir, brother.
Appreciate it. Commanders, Jeremy Reeves, awesome guy, awesome conversation. He's an impressive young man.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Just worked his
ass
off.
That's a guy I talk to on a regular basis.
What's it mean for you to see a young guy like him be able to put it all together over the years and do it the right way?
I love it, man. Like, you see a guy and you understand, like, early on it's kind of hard to stick. But the guy has something, and you keep saying, okay, you want to find a way to keep a guy like that on your team. And then you start to see him making plays, and then he becomes a leader. And like I stated, like, when a guy that leads can lead anybody. And I watch Revo. He's talking to everybody on the team. You know, like, when I see a guy that just deal with the defense guy, via the defense guy, offensively, he's offensive or special team, if you can't deal with everybody, you're not truly a leader. And he has shown his worth, his value, and why they keep trying to keep him around. So I love seeing it, because you always tell people hard work pays off. Who's worked harder than him?
Right. It's nice when you see it.
Yeah.
Proven. Well, speaking of the hard work pays off, obviously this Terry McLaurin situation just continues to kind of linger out there. And, you know, we've kind of discussed how nothing has really gotten public.
Uh-huh.
And it's definitely, we know how frustrated Terry is, but we haven't really heard numbers.
Uh-huh.
But I also think we're able to just kind of surmise the numbers have to be pretty far off. And I think a lot of folks are kind of putting the blame of that on Adam Peters and the Washington front office. But you and I both said, like, what is that other side looking for? Because there's probably,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's probably a limit to where they're willing to go and where this thing finishes. And not that it's that unusual in a negotiation for one side to be, you know, ask for 50, maybe you get 25 kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not unusual, but when there's this type of stalemate, it is kind of clear. They got to be pretty far apart, don't you think?
I would think so. Then again, no, not necessarily. I think it could be like the dynamic point. I'm still not going to think that somebody on this in this building is going to start leaking stuff at this moment. You know what I mean?
Well, Adam Schefter was just on Pat McAfee, and this is brand new news. Let's hear Schefter talking about the McLaurin situation.
It's been vast. And
vast. Wow.
It's been vast. And so it's up to the two sides to figure out a way to bridge their differences. But I would say that DK Metcalf was the same draft class as Terry McLaurin. He got about $33 million a year. You know, I wouldn't think that Terry is willing to take less than that. And I think he wants considerably more than that. Now, what it comes in at, we'll wind up seeing. Washington, you know, they're not there right now. And they love and value Terry McLaurin, but they love and value him at a different price. So they seem, these two sides right now seem apart on a deal. Like, they don't seem close today.
So same draft class, and then that's where I go. Now, I understand people talk about the ages. I'm going to go with the draft class. Yes, the age may be different, but I guarantee you DK Metcalf had more wear and tear on his body in college than Terry had in this, because Terry wasn't playing all the time.
Right.
Right now, it's still, we're the same draft class, and who's out-dueled who? Who's been the best overall?
And I would say, just from a straight-up age discussion, DK Metcalf's game is reliant on extreme athleticism. Terry's got undeniable speed, but Terry could route you up. Like, Terry's like just a more polished, finished player. Considerably higher, though, than DK starts to get pretty high. So DK is the fourth highest paid receiver in the NFL now. Mm-hmm. If you want higher or considerably higher, you're talking CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson money.
But the thing I'm looking at is if we are the same draft class and I'm basically better than you over this amount of time, I don't care if he's a year or two younger than me. We came out the same time, and I'm still producing better than him and at a high clip. I'm more of a polished receiver than he is. I don't know if he went considerably higher, but I think to be asking for more than DK is not out of the realm. But I think you end up somewhere around it, but I don't think he's asking for 40.
If it's 36 he wants?
I'll ask for 36, and I'll see if I can get 34.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that this is the thing. As one of the comments said on the thing with Schefter, Schefter has been doing this a long time. He understands what to say and what not to say when he reports something. When he say, I think, I don't take that as somebody told you something. Because when Schefter say, I know things are being asked, I know – he don't say the names of the people, but he is certain on what he's saying. When he uses I think a lot of times, I think that's the speculation aspect of it. But I would think to be asking for more than DK, yes, I can see that as a possibility.
Something I do find interesting from this Schefter nugget just dropped within the hour, I would say, via Pat McAfee. Also, shout out to Rio is who made us aware of it, Rio Robinson. We saw it on Twitter. But here's what I want to do. I want to play exactly what Schefter said when we come back, because I do notice one factor in this that might be changing the conversation a little bit between Terry and the organization. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to Beamish and Finley.